أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained, when the people of Makkah used to continuously ask that when is Qiyamah coming, and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it clear that that knowledge is only known to Allah Ta'ala. I don't know if it's close or when Allah has determined it, but Qiyamah is one of those secrets which Allah has not let out to anyone else whatsoever. Not even Jibreel alayhi salam, not even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is from amongst what is called the maghribat, of the hidden secrets of Allah Ta'ala. And many people have made mistakes with regard to the of the Alimul Ghaib. And there are some people who claim that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also Alimul Ghaib. And in this way they think they have honored Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in actual fact it is Allah Ta'ala claims that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his slave. And in many ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains this, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Subhanalladhi asra bi-abdihi. So this abdiyat, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a humble servant of Allah Ta'ala, that is the great honor of a human being and the greatest of any human being. The more greater a person becomes, the more humble he becomes to Allah Ta'ala. So this quality was in totality in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this quality is such that a slave doesn't know all the secrets of the master. The master alone knows all the secrets. So ilm ghaib is exclusive only for Allah Ta'ala. The knowledge of the unseen in totality is known to none else but Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very important, as from the beginning of this ruku, that we must not make shirk with Allah, associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. So if anyone believes that anyone else also has got knowledge of the unseen as Allah has got, then he has also associated partners with Allah Ta'ala and he has made shirk. For a person to believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alimul ghaib and he knows everything of the unseen, that will be shirk also. Also, some people, this is all exaggerations, ghulu. Some people believe that one sheikh also knows all his conditions. What gunas he makes, what's his condition, and if you go in front of the sheikh, he can read everything of yours. That is also shirk. That is also not correct. Some people believe that fortune tellers know everything. That is also totally incorrect. The only being that knows each and everything is none else but Allah Ta'ala. And this is also one aqidah, one belief that has to be embedded very, very strongly in a person, that no one else besides Allah knows everything. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alimul Ghaib, Janne Wala Bhed Ka. The knower of the secrets of the unseen is known to none other but Allah. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَىٰ غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. So نہیں خبر دیتا اپنی بھید کی کسی کو. And Allah Ta'ala does not inform anyone of these secrets إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ, مگر جو پسند کر لیا. But those people whom Allah Ta'ala has chosen and made his favorites, he shares some of those secrets with them. Min rasulin, kisi rasul ko, of any of the rasuls, whether this refers to the technical term, the rasul, the anbiya, the rasuls, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, or the messengers who brought the message to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. فَإِنَّهُ So from here, some people have misinterpreted, and they say that this knowledge of the unseen, Allah has given to those that He pleased, that is pleased with, from the Rasuls. So they say that Allah gave all His knowledge to the Rasuls. This is totally wrong, and in many, many cases in the Quran Sharif, like in this ayat that we had read before, the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't know when it will be. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alimul ghaib. In many, many other ayats and plenty in the hadith, we read that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I don't know this. So that's clear proof that he is not a knower of the unseen. And when this wahi comes, nobody else could know about it, because Allah took every precaution that it must come 100% protected, just and goes only to those for whom it is meant. فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا تو وہ چلاتا ہے اس کے آگے اور پیچھے چوکیدار. Allah sends His guards with that wahi. Even if it is Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah sends His guards to protect it. And from in front and from the back, it is protected all the time. In other words, 100% security is there. The jinnat used to try and fish out something, that what is this messages which Allah is sending. But that Allah put 100% protection, so that the secrets can be kept as secrets and meant only for those for whom it is meant. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ تَاكِ جَانِ کہ انہوں نے پہنچائے پیغام اپنے رب کے. So that Allah Ta'ala knows and can be, Allah is assured, but from our point of view, that Allah is assured that that message has reached to where it was meant for the Nabi, and that nobody else knew about it, and how much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told to inform the people, so much he informed. Otherwise, the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is much, much more greater and vaster from that which he had given to us also. What he had to know, he knows. It is just like a general in an army, a commander. How much he gets information from headquarters, and how much he has to tell the army what to do now. So much he will tell them. The other things which he, why and what, etc., the details, he knows, but he won't divulge it to the army. Just like that, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had to inform him, he informed him. How much he had to inform the ummah, so much he informed them. And some people also get a misconception from the hadith that utitul ilm al-awwalina wal-akhirin. I've been given the knowledge of the people of before and after. That is, the Quran explains all this knowledge also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest and most vastest knowledge, but all that after Allah. The knowledge of Allah is that which even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have. So this aqidah has to be very strong, that only Allah is alimul ghaib. وَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ اور قابو میں رکھا ہے جو ان کے پاس ہے. And what the knowledge that is by Allah, Allah has kept it very strongly and very perfectly. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا اور گن لی ہے ہر چیز کی گنتی. And everything's number also is known perfectly to Allah Ta'ala. Allah's knowledge is such that at this moment, how many leaves are on all the trees of the world, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Which leaf is going to fall down which time, that also only Allah knows. That leaf which is green and fresh and is going to turn and become dry and soon fall off, only Allah knows. How many drops of water in the ocean, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So that is Allah Ta'ala's complete knowledge. And Allah's knowledge is also unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's power is unlimited. Allah is unlimited in all His, in every aspect of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that proper yaqeen, ma'rifat, recognition of Allah, and not ascribe any of these qualities to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. That is a very important and basic concept of our deen and of tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا